Welcome to the Monument of Crucifixion. With deeply felt, inexpressible gratitude for this noble gift, let us now bestow this monument with our unveiling upon the humble community of Oberammergau. The monument will be visible from afar, but it will be for the eyes of the villagers and all bystanders to behold, as well as for the pious look of all those approaching. These solemn words were used in a ceremony to bestow the Monument of Crucifixion upon the community of Oberammergau in 1876. King Ludwig II of Bavaria was the magnanimous donor of the impressive monument, given as a token of his thanks to the village for having staged a private performance of the Passion Play in the year 1871. The choice of location for the monument is telling. On a hill above the village, the scene is reminiscent of Calvary. Also, one of the reasons for the choice of location had been perhaps that the hillock was called Osterbichel, or Easter Hill. Ludwig also had more than one purpose in mind for the huge devotional work. The little speech mentioned gratitude to the community, but at the same time, it also remembers Ludwig's mother. It was on her birthday that the Monument of Crucifixion was unveiled. That she was not present is perhaps indicative of the sometimes difficult mother and son relationship. Above all, however, contemporaries were awed by the size of the Monument of Crucifixion. At times, it was thought to be the world's largest stone monument, but that is probably owed more to local pride. Nonetheless, its transportation and installation were a superb technical feat, which does not quite fit with the romantic image of King Ludwig II. The most sophisticated machinery had to be used to transport the Kelheim marble for the work of art, already a distance of 160 kilometers as the crow flies. Work was also dangerous. Bridges and roads had to be reinforced for the roaring steam train and its load. Two people died in the process. If we are slightly out of breath upon arrival at the Monument of Crucifixion, it might give us an idea of what it was like to get close to 60 tons of stone up that hill. Nights of a full moon may well be the best time to see the Monument of Crucifixion. For some years, King Ludwig came at night to this place on his mother's birthday to pray before the Monument of Crucifixion. The full moon atmosphere would certainly have been to his liking.